Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in. So I'd like to start our first podcast from Unity on Cape Cod by introducing our vision for this project and what we're attempting to accomplish through bringing together people from our community who are in the act of powerfully transforming this world and living their life from a spiritual perspective and from unity principles. So this week I have no guest, it will just be me, and I want to focus on something that I wrote in the minister's blog, Unity on Cape Cod, from the message from the minister, August 2020, which you can find also on our website. I entitled it, Necessary Trouble. 2 weeks ago marked the passing of a civil rights icon, John Lewis, who spent his life getting into what he called good trouble, necessary trouble. Congressman Lewis left us with some powerful words to live by. He said, "Do not get lost in a sea of despair. Be hopeful, be optimistic. Our struggle is not the struggle of a day, a week, a month, or a year. It is the struggle of a lifetime. Never, ever be afraid to make some noise and get in some good trouble, necessary trouble." During my time of studying and training to be a minister with Unity Worldwide Ministries, I was told something which attached itself to the core of my being. One of my instructors told me, "Authenticity and vulnerability are two of your superpowers." Authenticity and vulnerability. These two traits, above any others, will help you to become an effective, compassionate, and successful minister. I am giving myself permission to call upon these powers in order to express myself today with you on this podcast. Otherwise, I may have absolutely nothing to say. Since I was hired as the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod, November 1st, 2016, I have written a monthly blog, and I have written a message at the beginning of each month for the past 4 years. It is this that I am reading from now, the message of the minister. The message from the minister. So every single month, I have shared my thoughts and feelings on a number of subjects, including the spiritual perspectives we can employ in order to see it all as part of our spiritual awakening and growth as a community. My hope is that you will read my words and take them to heart, and perhaps something I express will also attach itself to the core of your being, and in such a way that it awakens the Christ in you, igniting that inner light which transforms and heals this world. For our need for healing has never been so great. These are times that can shake the foundations of one's faith and bring doubt of humankind ever recovering from such unconscious behavior. This is one of those times for me as a minister and spiritual leader that has me asking the question, what is really mine to do? What is my good and necessary trouble? If I follow that man from Nazareth who turned over the tables in the temples, who rebuked the Pharisees as well as the winds, or if I speak of men like Gandhi or Martin Luther King or some of my heroes, then isn't it up to me to find my place of impact upon the consciousness of this world? I believe I have found that place. But I also find myself on occasion slipping off of that place of peace and purpose. And I begin to feel that sea of despair. And I remember John Lewis said, do not get lost in that sea of despair. Be hopeful. Be optimistic. Our struggle is not a struggle of a day, a week, or a month, or a year, but the struggle of a lifetime. Sometimes I feel that sea of despair lurking and wanting to swallow up a good portion of the human race, myself included. I see a battle between egos raging on in this world while we arrogantly cling to our separate perspectives and we continue to harm one another physically, emotionally, and dare I say, spiritually as well. The most vulnerable and innocent and authentic seem to be bearing the brunt of our anger and violent reactions. We continue to pour our resources into war and weaponry instead of investing in the generations to come. Racist, elitist, and homophobic ideologies are allowed to masquerade as religion and politics. A global pandemic rages on. Hundreds of thousands of people suffer deeply and die while the so-called leaders play childish games with our lives. What do? I meditate. I find my inner peace. I say my prayers. I do my lessons in A Course in Miracles. I read the daily word. I write the Sunday message. I write another message in the blog. I sing another song. I quote another philosopher. I read Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, and I suit up, I show up, and I hold back my tears, and I swallow my pain, and I stand and I sing once again, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. It isn't enough for me. I signed on to something more. I signed on to a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. I have this idea that if you are not awakening from this dream of separation, then I'm not doing my job. If you still see people out there as your problem or the problem of this world, I'm not doing my job. If you still cannot tap into the Spirit of the living God within you and heal yourself and others, I'm not really doing my job. If I lose my faith in the human spirit to overcome these challenges, there's no way that I'm going to be able to do my job. If fear and frustration begin to alter my direction, there's no way I'm going to do this job or be successful at it. If you are not strengthened by my words, and inspired to greater compassion, I'm not doing my job. Yes, I am human, and I will feel at times this crisis of faith, but I also was once told by a Unity minister something very important. If you ever experience a deep crisis of faith, that is because you are doing your job. This path that I have chosen is one that gets you in the most trouble because it requires a constant trust in a power greater than yourself, yet within yourself as well. I really have nothing to rely on but my faith. So when that faith is tested, I'm in the most trouble there is. Letting go of everything I know, that I think, that I feel and believe, and stepping out into that great realm of uncertainty. I not only do this for myself, but as a spiritual leader, I'm also asking that you come with me, that you take that leap of faith and you trust in the eternal love of God to guide you as well, as we discover a reality previously unknown to us. That which only comes to those willing to relinquish their personal mortal self in favor of the Christ within and take up the identity of light. That brings me back to John Lewis, who also said, "You are a light. You are the light. Never let anyone, any person, or any force dampen, dim, or diminish your light. Study the path of others to make your way easier and more abundant. Lean toward the whispers of your own heart and discover the universal truth and follow its dictates. Release the need to hate, to harbor division, and the enticement of revenge. Release all bitterness. Hold only love, only peace in your heart, knowing that the battle of good to overcome evil is already won. Choose confrontation wisely, but when it is your time, don't be afraid to stand up, and speak out against injustice. And if you follow your truth down the road to peace and the affirmation of love, if you shine like a beacon for all to see, then the poetry of all the great dreamers and philosophers is yours to manifest in a nation, a world community, and a beloved community that is finally at peace with itself. I know there are those in this world, John Lewis, an amazing man, who said, "You are the light. You are the light." I know personally, Reverend Tony Cryer, that there are those in the world that will mock you, they will beat you, they will deny you, they will crucify the one who accepts this kind of trouble. But as Jesus, I call Yeshua, would say, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither be afraid, for I have overcome the world." And I can say from experience that there are those who will celebrate you. They have been waiting for you. They will welcome and cherish your light. Remember, my friends, you are the light of the world. Hide not your light. Shine that light into the world. Make that light known. Lift it up so all may behold your brilliance and experience your love. This is what powerfully transforms the world. And I would like to say to you who are listening today that we are one in this light, that when you join in this light with me and with all the others who have committed their entire life to transformation and awakening, then you will experience the great power that is behind you, the great power that is contained in the one mind and the one heart of the Christ within. For Yeshua did not come to demonstrate that he was the Christ alone, but that he could demonstrate a principle that is ever active in the universe, in this world, that is ever available to each and every person. And that is the principle of light. Christ is the pure light of God, the mind enlightened, the mind awake, the mind illuminated by the Spirit of the living God within. This is exactly the kind of trouble that we need to get into. Because when Yeshua said to those of his time that he was God's son, that's why they sought to kill him, to crucify him. Because he was saying, I am one with the source. I am one with God. And therefore, I have all the attributes of God. I can heal the sick and raise the dead. In fact, I am so powerful by the mere acknowledgement that God is my source, my Father, and that I am his son, that I can really transform the world I see. And so now we are called to do the same, to transform the world that we see before us, a world powerfully transformed, but by our shared spiritual awakening. This is a growing movement of men and women, people all across this world who are discovering the Christ light within. And in the coming weeks, I really want to talk about the principles of unity. Principle one, that God is all, that there is one power, one presence active in the universe and in my life. That's God, and God is good. And that spark of divinity dwells in each and every one of us. That's principle two. So if God is good, so am I. And so principle number three, that I am creating my experience by the activity of my thinking. In fact, everything in the manifest realm has its beginning in thought. And so we enter into prayer, knowing that our thoughts are prayers. That prayer is actually creative thinking. And it activates the Christ mind in us. And it keeps us one with God, manifesting from the pure substance of love. And number five is knowing these principles, also called the laws of life, the truth, is not enough. We must also live the truth that we know. And so, in the coming weeks, I'd like to bring in guests, and we will get together and just talk about how we are living the truth that we know. How are we putting divine principles into practice in this world? And how is the world being powerfully transformed by the activity of our Christ minds? How is the world being powerfully transformed by your presence? How is the world being powerfully transformed by your spiritual practice? What is the evidence of the world awakening? I would like you to show up. Come and talk to me. And you can be on this podcast and help the world to understand that we are waking up and that transformation is a certainty. I love it when John Lewis said, that the triumph of good over evil, it's already been won. That battle has already been won, my friends. Your awakening has already occurred, and peace on earth is already here for us to receive now. So I want to ask you to tune in to this podcast. We're going to broadcast every other week, twice a month, and we're going to have great guests join us, and we're going to talk about how we are witness to and being active in powerfully transforming this world. I hope you'll join us, and remember that you are blessed beyond measure. So get out there and continue to be a blessing. See you next time. We love you. We bless you. And we behold the Christ in you. So it is.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.